Hey Central Ohio, the nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. COTA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist COTA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at COTA.com. That's COTA.com. Good luck to all the runners.
Hey folks, Dan Furrow here with your market update for March 19th, 2025. Today is Fed Day. So what's the Federal Reserve going to do? That's what we're going to talk about in today's video. My name is Dan Furrow. I do this report actually two times a day, where our slogan is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how in the world can we possibly do that? Well, stay to the end of this video. I'll give you the all the news at that point. So in today's video, we're going to talk about is the Fed. The Federal Reserve is meeting in 4 hours, and they're going to tell us exactly what they're going to do. The markets right now are poised. Well, let's say the equity markets, they're in the green right now, but not much. Let's get over to the MBS market. The MBS market doesn't like, they're positioning in the downside right now for rates. And the Federal Reserve, they're looking at these numbers saying, market looks pretty healthy to us. Let's dissect all this stuff and figure out what the heck they're going to do, not at this meeting, but at future meetings. So let's go. So my name is Dan Furrow. I do this report every day, actually two times a day, where our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how is that possible and how can that be done? Well, I'm going to give you a spoiler alert. You're going to have to wait till the end of this video to figure that part out. So let's get to today's data. We got the Federal Reserve coming in 4 hours. The markets are on standby right now. They're, you know, it's up 100 points. That was a big jump in the NASDAQ. So they must be thinking something's going to be okay. But let's get over to it and really dig into the details. Here's what we're seeing right now with the economy. So this is what the Fed sees. They see the PCE, well, inflation numbers, not so bad. And I'll look at this right here. Here's actually the CPI numbers over the last, since 2015. Here is COVID. This is when everything went crazy. Prices went up. There was way too much money in the system. Now, a lot of people argue this with me, but let's get over to this. This is the disposable income chart, right? So let's get to the maximum. The Federal Reserve or the federal government has been tracking savings rates back since 1960. Okay, so here's the savings rates over time. You can see it's gradually moving up. It's a constant little uptrend. There was an anomaly right through here. What is this? This is way too much money. Again, this is people's disposable income. How much money they have in the bank, they pay their bills. It went up and then it just spiked. And then everything came right back down and it's going on the same trajectory as it was. Let's go back there. It's kind of cool how this goes. Let me get my head out of the way. If you look at this, at a chart going back all the way back there, look at this. It goes and then boop, boop. So what is this? Again, let's take a dive into that. That's COVID. Okay. What happened was people got way too much money. People were continuing to work. Okay. This is facts. A lot of people didn't have to make mortgage payments because if you had a Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loan, you didn't have to make a mortgage payment. During these times, you didn't have to make student loan payments. So think about it. If you continued to have your job and you also got stimulus money and you didn't have to make a mortgage payment or a student loan payment, what bills would you have? You have some credit cards and things like that, but that would probably save you $2,000-$4,000 a month. What do people do with it? Well, they saved it for a while and then they just start spending it. Jamie Dimon came out a couple weeks ago and says, are we back to maybe normal? So if you look at this long-term chart, you can actually say, well, maybe we are. Because if you take this line and continue it up through, get my head out of the way, look at that, how it just kind of picks right back up right through here. So you get rid of this anomaly right through here. Maybe that's what we've done. So what do we want to talk about now is the consumer. Okay, where's the consumer at with all this stuff? Because that's actually going to drive what the Federal Reserve does. So let's get over to this article right here, this caption right here. Here's a young man that just wrote a book about the consumer and the consumer spending habits. Let's take his take on this. When we come back, I'm going to help you digest the rest of this data, what the Federal Reserve is going to do today. They also have what's called the dot plot coming out today. That's very important. It's actually going to give us their forecast or their thinking for not only 2025, 2026. So they're actually going to give us their long-term projections today in what's called the dot plot. We're going to go over that at a later video today. Maybe even when the Federal Reserve comes out, we're going to have a live event then showing you the new dot plot and where those adjustments are. So please stay tuned to that. That's actually coming right from the Federal Reserve members. They're actually going to put dots where they think the federal funds rate is going to be. Okay, so let's get over to this young man. He's going to talk about consumer spending. And is it falling off a cliff? Are they changing habits? What's the consumer doing? Get over to it.
Well, basketball fans getting ready for March Madness. Shoppers are experiencing March sadness. That's according to the author of the new retail. He joins us now to explain, Michael Zetkour. Five new digital founder and the new retail author is here to explain. You do need to explain because we haven't, every day we ask how people, high-end, how low-end consumers are faring, and the jury's still out. It doesn't seem that bad at this point. Michael, you have another view?
No, I actually agree with you, Joe. It's I think we're in a bit of a state of confusion here. We're getting indicators from the left, from the right, from the north, from the south. People are spending, they're not spending. We had a great holiday season. Things have tapered off. So I think a bit of confusion and maybe a little bit of March sadness thrown in there because, look, you know, for most people, we don't know what's going to be in our wallet in the next month, 2 months, 6 months. We're hearing about tariffs and inflation isn't going away. It's coming back. Do I spend on trips? Do I spend on restaurants? You know, what we know for sure is the University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index dropped from 64 to 57 month over month. That's not good.
Yeah, Michael, sentiment has dropped, but we just spoke with Bank of America's Brian Moynihan, the CEO, earlier this morning, and he said consumers are still spending. They've got 70 million accounts that they're watching, $4.5 trillion that's spent for the first 2.5 months, all the way through Monday. The consumer's spending is up 6%, which is up substantially from the fourth quarter and up substantially from a year ago, too.
Yeah, I mean, look, consumers are spending, and this is a consistent theme, Becky, when I come on Squawk Box. It's more important about where people are spending that money, right? And what we've seen even over the last month or two, even the dollar stores who 3-4 months ago were considered dead in the water had improved earnings. And I think that spending is still trending towards discount retailers. I think the Ross stores and the Burlingtons of the world and the Walmarts of the world and even the dollar stores are doing well. We've seen definitely increases in spending in travel and hospitality, but we've also seen a drop off over the last 2 months in restaurant spending. So I think it's less about, you know, what is the total people are spending. It's more about where are they spending it and which industries, and particularly which companies in which industries should be ready for what could be a rocky next year in 25. Do people retrench to, you know, what they need over what they want? Bit of confusion.
That was the exact same theme of Jamie Dimon. And he's the CEO of Chase, JP Morgan Chase. He said actually almost the exact same thing. He said people are spending. Spending habits are still up and away, but it's where they're spending now. They're saying, okay, if I need to take a trip, I need to cut back, so I need to shop at, you know, maybe a discounted store for my groceries and everything else so I can afford that trip. So people are spending money, they're just allocating it in different areas. So that's very good information to know right through there. So let's get over to recap some of the news, because all we really have so far today, folks, is the Federal Reserve. So I'll be live during that conference. So if you want to join in, the cool thing about it is when they go live, I'm not going to be live when they come out and tell us what they're going to do. They're not going to do anything. And I'll show you the projections of that here. Where the CME FedWatch tool. Here it is. So let's go down through here. In 4 hours, the Fed's going to come out. This should be 100% because there's a 99% chance they're going to do, basically, they're not going to do anything. Let's get to the aggregate. Is it still saying in June? Yeah, June, there's an 83% chance now that they're not going to do anything as May as well. That's up substantially. Now they're saying they're going to cut in June. So we'll continue to monitor that. If we go through the rest of this, what do we have? Disposable income. That is it for today, folks. But what I want to go through, one last thing before you go anywhere, let's talk about what I do. Okay. I have this phrase, one application, one credit pool. We shop your loan over 30 different lenders. Now, how could we do that? But first off, I got to do a public service announcement, and don't turn the dial, please. If you're looking for a mortgage or a car, you have to pay attention to this part. What happens now in the mortgage industry, in the car business, is if a lender pulls your credit for either of those type of loans, The financial credit agencies now have the ability to sell your data. Okay, they're selling it to financial institutions. I have I'm tracking a lot of my borrowers right now. One, a young man, he didn't do this. The last count that I heard, he got 59, I think, phone calls, solicitors, because I pulled his credit. Not just me, any bank that pulls your mortgage credit. Then I had a young lady last Friday that I pulled, and she didn't get one of them, but she said she filled this out. So it is working. So if you want to stop what's called trigger leads, go to optoutprescreener.com. That's my public service announcement. So now, who I am and what do I do? Well, my name is Dan Frio. I do this report actually two times a day. I've been in the mortgage business for over 35 years. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. I don't do videos for a living. I do mortgages, folks, and I'd love to help you. Okay, so here's what I am and what we do. I work at a federal bank. Well, the reason for that is it gives me a license throughout the whole country. So I can work with you anywhere in the whole country that you are, or also Puerto Rico. Here's the unique thing about our bank, and there's only a handful of banks like this in the entire country. We're set up with 30 other banks. So think of it as there's a conglomerate of 31, 32, 33 lenders right here in this pot. You can get access. How do you do it? We'll go right through the rateupdate.com, put in your application right through there. If you're leery of things, just give us a call or schedule a consultation with me right through here. Because a lot of people are like, and I do the same thing. You start filling out an application and it's like, I don't want to give my social security number. I don't want to give all this financial data. I don't even know who you guys are. I see you on YouTube. Well, just schedule a consultation call with us. We'd love to talk with you and go over any questions that you have. Or scroll down to the bottom of the screen and you're going to get our 800 number. Feel free to just call. Two people are going to answer the phone. One of two people. It's me or Alan. Okay, that's it. So you can call 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally directly right through here at dan@therateupdate.com. Please send me an email. Let me know what you're looking for. You're looking to refinance. You're looking to buy a house. Give me your phone number. Be more than happy to call you, go over any questions that you have, and get you on the right path. So that's our report for today. I will be back today at the live event that we have when the Federal Reserve, when they go live in their conference to start answering questions. That's where the juice is. So we're going to focus in on that, and I'll give you my take on how they answer those. And we'll actually see market reactions immediately as the Federal Chairman's talking. We'll be live. We'll see what the Dow Jones and the equity markets are doing, as well as bond rates. So thanks for watching, folks. Hope I found you learned something this morning. And if you did, please give me a thumbs up. Subscribe down below. If you didn't, please watch some more. I think you'll get educated on real estate, and you'll find it informative when you get to that stage of when you're looking for a house or maybe looking to refinance. Thanks for watching. See you today at the live event, Federal Reserve. Here, folks.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. Coda riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist Coda customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at coda.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.